How dreadful is this? Darwin's been rocked by a mass shooting, which saw a gunman go on an hour-long shooting rampage at multiple locations last night. Matt Cunningham, Sky News Darwin Bureau Chief. Matt, sorry to be talking to you under these circumstances. Most of Melbourne, including myself, is waking up to this story this morning. What happened?
Well, Ross, at about 5:45 last night, police started to receive reports of shots being fired. Now, it all started at the Palms Motel. That's a motel that's just on the outskirts of Darwin CBD. Now, we've spoken to witnesses who say they heard several gunshots. In fact, some witnesses say that this gunman was going door-to-door at the Palms Motel. They say he was yelling out a man's name, the name Alex. He went door-to-door-to-door. Eventually, it appears he found who he was looking for. There was one man who was shot dead here at the Palms Motel. There was another woman who was seriously injured. Witnesses say that she suffered serious gunshot wounds in her legs. Now, the witnesses said that they saw this man then running from the scene carrying a pump-action shotgun. He got into a white ute. He drove around the corner from the Palms Motel to an address nearby, an apartment block. Another man was shot dead there. The man then drove to a pub. He had an altercation with a man in the car park of that pub. It's called the Buff Club. That man was shot dead at the scene there. And then police say that the gunman drove to another address in the suburb of Warner, probably another 2 kilometres away. A witness there has told the NT News that he saw the gunman come into the house, walked straight past him. He said he thought he was dead, walked up to his housemate and shot him dead. A short time after that, the gunman has phoned the police duty superintendent and said he wanted to hand himself in. There was then a fairly dramatic scene as the man was arrested by members of the Territory Response Group, I think they're known as the SOG, down there in Victoria, and he was taken into custody. So we know that he's a 45-year-old Caucasian man. He is under police guard at the moment at the Royal Darwin Hospital. We do believe that he has links to outlaw motorcycle gangs, and in fact, the police commissioner last night, Reece Kershaw, told us that the man had recently been in prison, had only been released in January, and was on parole. He also had an electronic monitoring bracelet on his ankle. So there's going to be plenty of questions asked today about exactly what has transpired there with that man who was on parole. But obviously, Darwin, in a state of shock today with this news that four people were dead and another woman injured.
Any sense, Matt, as to, of the four dead, whether he knew them all?
Look, I would suggest that he at least knew the first person who was shot dead at the Palms Motel. We've spoken to witnesses here who said he was basically running from door to door, yelling out, Alex, Alex, Alex. So that would give you an indication that he appeared to know the person he was looking for in that situation. Beyond that, I couldn't say for sure at this stage. It does appear, though, that he has been targeting different places, not just shooting people at random. In fact, one witness told me that at the motel, they opened the door and he realised that this person wasn't who he was looking for and they moved on. So it does appear that he may have been targeting people, although police have not confirmed that at this stage.
What about the woman who was injured in the legs? Was that an accident or was she somehow associated with some of the victims or one of the victims?
My understanding is that it was an accident, although this is obviously still not confirmed by police. But my understanding is that she may have been shot through one of the doors. Now, I've spoken to witnesses who carried her out of that motel and witnesses who helped her at the scene. They said that she suffered serious pellet wounds to her legs and also appeared to have sort of splinters in her legs as well. They said that she was bleeding quite heavily from those wounds in her legs. They helped her get into a police car and then into an ambulance, and she was taken to the Royal Darwin Hospital. She is in a stable condition now, though.
Excellent report, Matt. We thank you very much for your time. Matt Cunningham, Sky News Darwin Bureau Chief.